Speaking to the press Tuesday afternoon, Becker once again stressed the city's role in addressing poor air quality.
It is very much at the heart of this city's financial success and prosperity. It is a dark cloud hanging over the city.
Becker's proposal invests more than $350,000 over the next 2 years in replacing less efficient two-stroke engines in city vehicles and provides continued funding for converting its entire fleet to compressed natural gas. His plan also includes investing more in people. He wants to give city employees a 3% raise.
This really is a matter of catching up a little bit with the losses that employees have faced over the last 7 years now, and expressing an appreciation for the work they do and trying to compensate them a little bit better for the work they're doing.
But Becker is concerned that property tax revenues aren't keeping up with the economic recovery. He's calling on State Auditor John Dougal to find out why.
If this city is disadvantaged, relatively speaking, compared to other communities or within the state as a whole, it makes it much more difficult for us to provide the services and facilities that people expect. And it means that existing property taxpayers pay more than they should.
Still, Becker says the city continues to operate more efficiently. He's recommending the closure of Fire Station 9 on the city's west side, which he says will save money without disrupting service. And for the first time in recent memory, he says healthcare costs are declining as a result of changes to employee health plans. The city council will consider the mayor's budget over the next few weeks and pass a final budget by June 22nd. Whitney Evans, KUER News.